If it were not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you can be also. And where I go, ye know not the way. And Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not where thou goest, and we know of not the way. And Jesus said, I am the way, truth, and the light. No man cometh to the Father but by me. This morning, we've chosen for our subject, looking at this particular scripture. Heaven is on the other side. Jesus says, tell them that his disciples that I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And if I go away and prepare a place for you, I'll come again to receive you unto myself. All of us this morning know, as we sing songs in the songbook, that heaven is on the other side. We're constantly being reminded about that beautiful city on the other side that John, the Revelator, talked about. John said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from out of heaven, prepared by God, as a bride adored for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and he be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither there shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Want to be a wonderful thing to get on the other side, to be there with God, to be there with Christ, and to be there with fellow Christians that have gone on the other side, where there's no suffering, where there's no pain, there's no agony, where there's nothing but a beautiful city, that John tells us about here, a city having 12 gates with 12 pearls and several gates with one pearl and a street city of pure gold, which was transparent, you see, and where God is and where the Holy Spirit is and where there's no darkness, there's no night, for the light of God shining so bright. What a wonderful thing will it be when we travel on the other side. Heaven is on the other side. We need to understand as we labor on this side that soon and very soon we're going to see the King. We need to make sure that we make right preparation on this side so we'll know that we'll spend eternity on the other side. Because God sent his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him, to not perish but have everlasting life. See, everlasting life is on the other side. You see, all the saints of God are on the other side. We need to make sure that we make preparation on this side of heaven so that we can enjoy the joys of heaven on the other side, where we can rest and sing song all day long on the other side. We can meet with Paul and Silas, and we can see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We can see old Daniel telling as we talk about the lions then. Want to be wonderful to see the prophets of God and the writers of God's word, you see. Want to be wonderful to just sit down with them and listen to those stories of old. Want to be wonderful to be on the other side with family members that have gone on. It's so important that you get right on this side. Obey the gospel of Christ on this side. You see, heaven will surely be worth it all. What about you today? Have you obeyed the gospel of Christ? Are you making preparation? I might even say, have you made your reservation? Lord have mercy. You know when you're getting ready to travel to another city, you call in advance and you make a reservation. You see, we know that one day soon, but very soon, we're going to see the King. So you need to make sure that you make your reservation. You need to make sure you get your ticket punched over here. You need to make sure you get your name written on the roll book over here. You get your name written on the roll book over here. It transitions to the book of life in heaven. So when we stand before the judgment seat of God and give an account of those things done in our body, we know that we got to stand before the judgment seat of God and give an account of those things done in our body. So we need to understand how important it is to have everything in order. So I want to make sure that you understand that heaven is on the other side, but you got to make sure that you get right on this side of life so you can enjoy the joy of heaven on the other side. I want to challenge us today. Get to know Jesus. Obey his gospel. Obey the word of God. Trust in the word of God, and be faithful to the end. That's going to be faithful for a little while, and Some of us have started out good, and we've fallen off the wagon. We've fallen off by the wayside. And I want to encourage us to come back home. It's so important to come back home. Obey the gospel of Christ. He'll believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. God has given us the instruction by way of his son, Jesus. You see, by way of the church. You see, salvation is by way of the church. Deliverance is by way of the church of Christ. You see, if you want to go to heaven, it's by way of the church of Christ. You need to understand that. It's God's way. God gave the instruction to his son to set up the church. Jesus died, Peter, upon this rock. I'll build my church. And you see, you need to get in his church. He is the one who shed his blood for the church. He is the one who bought the church. He is the one who sacrificed for the church. He is the one who gave his life for the church. If you want to be saved, if you want to go to heaven, when you die, you need to obey God. You need to obey Christ. You need to obey his church. You need to get in his church where salvation is, where deliverance is. Salvation in no other name other than Christ. I ask you today, have you been born again? Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again of the water and the Spirit. Or you need to get right today, church. Too many folk going home. Too many folk going, and they ain't going home. They ain't going to the home that God got prepared for them. God sent his son that we might have a foreverlasting home. Home where Christ is. Trust in him. Obey him. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Trust in the Lord. Heaven is on the other side. Make sure to make preparation on this side so you can enjoy the beauties of heaven on the other side. Heaven can't wait. Get right today.